Welcome to the Italian Unicorn Podcast. This podcast will be short pills about New York City and its greater area. This is NEP, an Italian unicorn in New York area. I moved here 9 years ago from Italy. Each week will we visit a different neighborhood and I would like to share my secrets, hints and suggestions about what to do in the Big Apple. You will discover how and where you can shoot iconic and cinematic pictures and where to eat something good. In each episode, I will share something special, some personal thoughts about the most exciting city in the world. Let's start. Welcome back, the Bronx, baby! Yeah! This one has always been fascinating to me so much. Don't ask me why. Maybe because I have always been a hip-hop head since my teen years. Even the first time I visited New York City in 2006, the area was still rough and not super safe. I did not have any doubt at all about running the subway and seeing the Bronx with my eyes. In my mind, the images and the pictures of the 70s and the iconic movie The Warriors were scrolling. Can you imagine how much I want to step in? In the reel dedicated to this episode, I will include a photo of myself shoot here in the Bronx, very street style. The Bronx is in the south of the wealthy and rich Westchester County, north and east of Manhattan across the Harlem River, and north of Queens across the East River. Its population is about 55% Hispanic as of 2020 census. It's divided by the Bronx River into a hillier section in the west and a flatter eastern section in the east. East and West Street names are divided by Jerome Avenue. It's the only one borough not to be located on an island. About a quarter of the area is open space, including Woodlawn Cemetery, Van Cortlandt Park, Penn Bay Park, the New York Botanical Garden, and the Bronx Zoo. The main neighborhoods of the Bronx are East Bronx, City Island and Heart Island, West Bronx, Northwestern Bronx, and South Bronx. The word Bronx originated with Swedish-born Jonas Bronk, who established the first European settlement in the area as part of the New Netherland colony in 1639. In the 19th and 20th centuries, it saw different groups of immigrants move here from Europe: Irish, German, Italian, and Eastern European. Later group then from the Caribbean island and regions and from West Africa mainly. Funny note, please always remember to call the neighborhood always, always with the article the. It's important, remember, it's always the Bronx. During the Roaring Twenties and the Prohibition era, this was a great hub to smuggle illegal alcohol, and the oldest section of the borough became poverty-stricken. Gangs of Irish, Italian, Jewish, and Polish people were very, very active. Between the 1930s and 60s, moderate and upper-income Bronxites, mostly non-Hispanic whites, began to relocate from the borough southwestern neighborhoods to the eastern and northwestern section of the borough itself, where nowadays they are still the higher population. Basically, the West Bronx was left with mostly poor African-American and Hispanic, largely Puerto Ricans. From the mid-60s to the early 80s, the quality of life changed for some locals. Historians and social scientists have suggested many factors, including that the construction of the Cross Bronx Expressway destroyed existing residential neighborhoods and created instant slums. Another factor may have been the development of high-rise housing projects, particularly in the South Bronx. Yet another cause may have been a reduction in the real estate listing and property-related financial services offered in some areas of the Bronx, such as mortgage loans or insurance policies. There was also much debate as to whether rent control laws had made it less profitable or more costly for landlords to maintain existing buildings with their existing tenants than to abandon or destroy them. In the 70s, parts of the Bronx were devastated by a wave of arson. The burning of buildings was mainly in the poorest communities, such as the South Bronx. There is a picture of Charles Street, iconic, shot by Joe Conso. There is a current exhibition right now. We are in April 2024 at the Bronx Documentary Center dedicated to this photographer. There is a short video already published on my social media if you want to see how the Bronx was back then. I will add some on the reel dedicated to this episode number 6. Basically, what happened? The landlords decided to burn their low property value buildings and take the insurance money, as it was easier to get the reimbursement than to try to refurbish a dilapidated building or structure and sell it in a very poor and not convenient area. Do you remember the song The Message by Grandmaster Flash? In his rhymes, and one of the first music videos ever transmitted by a baby MTV, he was describing this bad situation of the neighborhood. I will not try to rap because I'm gonna ruin the song, that it's beautiful. So I'm gonna be serious. Try to be. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stair. You know, they just don't care. I can take the smell, can take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess. I got no choice. Since the late 80s, significant development has occurred in the Bronx, first stimulated by the city's 10-year housing plan and community members working to rebuild the social, economic, and environmental tissue by creating affordable housing. After 2002, a lot of new construction sites and new units of housing were built. Much of the new development is springing up in formerly vacant lots across the South Bronx. the revitalization of the existing housing market in areas such as Hunts Point, the Lower Concourse, and the neighborhoods surrounding the Third Ave Bridge, people buy apartments and renovate them, lighted a new interest and a new sparkle. Also, several boutiques and chain hotels opened in the 2010s in the South Bronx. More new developments are underway right now. Universal Hip Hop Museum, for example, is under construction at the Bronx Terminal Market. Despite all these new developments, many social problems remain, including high rates of violent crime, abuse of substances, overcrowding, and not healthy housing conditions. The Bronx has the highest rate of poverty in New York City, and the Greater South Bronx is still the poorest one. The Bronx has had a very long and old tradition with music. In the early 19th century, it was a center for the evolution of Latin jazz. The Bronx Opera was founded in the 60s, and in the 70s, the neighborhood was strongly associated with the birth of hip-hop music. One of the pioneers, DJ Kool Herc, held parties in the community room of an apartment building at 1520 Sandwich Ave, where he experimented with turntablist techniques such as mixing and scratching of funk records, as well as rapping during extended instrumentals. Other significant Bronx DJs from this period include Grandmaster Flash and Afrika Bambaataa. In addition, the Bronx has been important for drill culture too in the last few years. Don't forget about the graffiti and the street art. The first artists come from this area. Their impulse to get out from the bad living conditions and the boldness of being visible made his art movement famous all around the world at the end of the 70s, beginning of the 80s. You will remember the subway cars completely bombarded by tags and art pieces. It was a new form of individual expression and social pride. The Bronx is the home of the New York Yankees, the local national baseball team. The original Yankee Stadium closed in 2008 to make way for a new one. The next year, the new stadium was open, and now it's the place to be if you want to see a baseball match. The Bronx has also off-off Broadway theaters. There are also different institutions and organizations that manage festivals, art workshops, dance, theater, art and music performances. The Bronx Academy of Arts and Dance is one of those. The Bronx Museum of the Arts, founded in 1971, is dedicated to contemporary art. Its permanent collection is made up of paintings, photographs, prints, drawings, and mixed media. The focus is to celebrate the heritage of the community and the people. Top attractions of the Bronx are the Yankee Stadium, New York Botanical Garden. This is a beautiful garden 20 minutes from Manhattan, a stunning showplace of nature in every season, with its beautiful gardens, indoor rainforest, and deserts. The Bronx Zoo, the largest urban zoo in the U.S. This guests over 6,000 animals among parks, woods, and streams. City Island, this is a location better to visit during the summer. the Hip Hop Museum at the Bronx Terminal, Wave Hill, a non-profit cultural institution which promotes the interaction between people and their environment. Woodlawn Cemetery, Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, Celia Cruz are buried here, for example. Pelham Bay Park, the biggest park in all New York City, it's a special place for hiking, bird watching, and wildlife. Van Cortlandt Park and Little Italy in the Bronx. It's worth a ride and start shooting around with your cameras or phones. For sure, it's not a massive tourist destination, which I personally find it as a big strength. About Little Italy of the Bronx, also called Arthur Avenue or Belmont, is way much better than the one located in downtown Manhattan. Honestly, in downtown Manhattan, Little Italy is just restricted among two streets, Mott and Mulberry Street. Here the situation is more authentic. The area is full of restaurants, famous bakeries, and shops. There is also a very vibrant market, Arthur Avenue Retail Market, where under one roof you can experience and find all sorts of food, some of them directly imported from my home country. A good to go. As one food critic just said, the restaurants of Arthur Ave make Mulberry Streets look like stepchildren of the Olive Garden. Please don't go to the Olive Garden every time you guys are going to that place. One Italian person dies. It's not nice. Inside the market, don't forget to spot the favorite place where James Gandolfini, the late actor of the super iconic TV series The Sopranos, used to come and smoke a cigar. Many notable Italians were born and raised here. Charles Palminteri, Don DiLillo, Dion Di Mucci, Joe Pesci, and many more. Other celebrities are from the Bronx, such as Jenny from the Block, Jennifer Lopez, Stanley Kubrick, Richard Avedon, Robert Altman, Danny Aiello, Lauren Bacall, Peter Falk, a.k.a. Colombo, Al Pacino, Big Pun and his brother Fat Joe, Mary J. Blige, Curse One, Inspector Dead of the Wu-Tang, and many, many more. We are at the end of episode 6, dedicated to the Bronx, baby. I hope you like it. Come here and feel the boldness of the local people from the Bronx. It's a strong and super pride energy. Love it. You can smell it in the air. I think the Bronx needs fairness, in my opinion. I hope that with my little work, I was able to convey that. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Amazon Music, and the major platforms of podcasting. Take a look at my feed on Instagram, AnnieUnicorn with the NY like New York 77. Don't forget the Facebook page and YouTube channel, where to find the episodes themselves for those who don't use the app podcast, and some short reels of the pictures I have taken all around New York City during these years. For each episode, there is one dedicated. Thank you again for the support of the show, the Italian Unicorn Podcast. Have a great week. To the next. Ciao belli! Next episode will be probably be the borough of Queens or another area of Manhattan. Not decided yet. Let me know if you have any preferences. Bye! Ciao!